Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and happy Friday. Well, we've got the show of shows for you. We're not going to let you down. We've got some great guests. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Angie's List is now Angie, A-N-G-I, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project is, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled professionals to get the job done well. That's what you want, right? I'm thinking about building out my basement in my cabin. I've been perusing Angie, looking for just the right contractor to get it done the way my wife and I want it done. Now, Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and right in your neighborhood. That's important, right? You can do comparative shopping. Get started today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The app and the website are free to use. Angie.com or the Angie app. Go check it out today.
Welcome back, everybody. There is no doubt that the Middle East is in absolute turmoil once again. And now with Germany's Lufthansa Airlines suddenly suspending flights to Tehran amid concerns of Iran's retaliatory attack on Israel, it's seeming like it's only going to get worse. But can Israel protect its people from all angles at this very point in time, or will they have to rely on Joe Biden's elderly leadership style to help them in a time of need? Well, according to a new report out of Axios, a senior U.S. military commander in charge of the Middle East is expected to head to Israel today to coordinate around a possible attack. And lucky for us, our next guest tonight can break down the very latest, as he served multiple Republican presidential candidates as their foreign policy expert on the Middle East. He even wrote a book about the history and his experiences to which you can get today. It's titled Iran. Dr. Waleed Farish joins us for this important conversation now. Thank you for being here, sir.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Looking forward.
Me too. And I want to start with that story that I flicked at the top, and it kind of revolves around the strategy side of things. You've got CENTCOM commander for the Middle East, General Eric Kirilla, who is heading to Israel, and he's going to have some important conversations on how to protect specifically Israel from what is sure to be something retaliatory by Iran. What type of conversations do you expect them to have that will actually result in something that is protective for Israel?
Well, first of all, regardless of the administration's policies, whatever that policy is, and of course, this policy I criticize for not being enough tough on the Iran regime and being tough on Israel and some Arab allies. Aside from that, technically speaking, our military and the Israeli military are bound with a strategy which is not to allow any rogue state to have nuclear arms and weapons and use them and use also ballistic missiles. So at least there is an understanding that if the Iran regime is going to massively use one or two waves of long-range missiles to hit the heartland of Israel, the United States, regardless of our politics, will be standing with Israel, will extend with whatever assets we have in the region, this kind of umbrella, this kind of dome that Israel uses with Gaza. It uses also, with, you know, from southern Lebanon and within its own borders. But if Iran's regime wants to launch its big ones, meaning the long-range missiles, ballistic missiles across Iran, Iraq, Jordan, most likely, or Syria, maybe Lebanon, then the help of the United States is needed. Why? Because if the U.S. won't help Israel, there will be damages in Israel. There will be many victims. It will force the Israelis to go to a higher ground, and the higher ground is called nuclear response. And that's something that we all need to avoid.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to ask you, though, and I feel like you are the perfect person to ask this because you know the history of Iran. You have seen regime change. You've seen the styles of different leaders in Iran. As you look at this regime in particular and the retaliation that they are most assuredly going to attempt against Israel, does it stop at Israel? Because I'm hearing a lot of death to America chants around the United States. And I've got to admit, I'm a little worried that we're in their crosshairs, too.
We are. We have always been. Actually, the attacks against U.S. targets were before the attacks on Israel. Remember 1982 and 83, when Iran-backed Hezbollah forces attacked our Marines and killed hundreds of them in Beirut and, of course, in Africa and in Saudi Arabia and elsewhere. And their leadership calls America, you know, the calls for death to America. So there is an Iran regime, America as a nation, war and confrontation there. Militias, including in Lebanon with Hezbollah, and mostly, most recently, the Houthis in Yemen, their slogan, you can read it everywhere, Al-Mautu li-America, the death to America. So there's no question that the Iran-led web of militias targets America. But that's a big Satan. But there is a small Satan, which is called Israel, and their priority now, all these militias, Hezbollah, Syrian militias, Iraqi PMF militias all the way down to Yemen, they are targeting Israel. So if you ask me, how are they cooking this counter-reaction? I would say they are marrying time with capability of reactions. The more we head towards our elections, the less likely any leader is going to wage war. We'll do some things, but that's how the Iranian leadership is thinking. So probably it's going to be more into the summer where things get hot in general and politically in America. Number two, with regard to Israel, of course, Iran is waiting the results of the Battle of Gaza as long as that there is Rafah standing. That's the last enclave for Hamas. And as long as what you have just said, there is a political power in America is trying to get to a ceasefire. A ceasefire means let Hamas survive. And as long as Israel is busy there, I think the Iranians will give it the time. But once that is done, once Israel dismantles Hamas, everything is open.
Sir, on the issue of a ceasefire, I think that a ceasefire would only be a ceasefire on the part of Israel if that were ever to be something that they came to terms with. I think it would be a ceasefire in name only for Hamas and its proxies. And I think that this past weekend was a perfect example. On Sunday, you had the IDF pulling all of their ground troops from the southern portion of the Gaza Strip. And within hours, shots fired back into Israel. It kind of seems like a microcosm of a potential ceasefire, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The ceasefire of jihadists is linked to what they need. If they need to rearm, if they need to replenish, if they need to prepare an operation, oh, ceasefire. And then you have thousands of uneducated, uninformed, misinformed people here in the West, specifically in the United States, who are chanting on the streets, ceasefire, ceasefire. They don't know what they're talking about. This is a tactical mode by Hamas and other jihadists so that they could have you know, the upper hand on the battlefield. I was born and raised in Lebanon, and it was during the War of Lebanon. I have witnessed about 100, let's say 105 ceasefires between the various factions, including those who became the ally of the Iran regime and before them the PLO at the time. So ceasefires are not that easy, are not that well respected as in other wars. And that could be a problem for Israel and eventually not just Israel. If Hamas is left without being dismantled, their next target is going to be Egypt, Jordan. They already started in Jordan a few weeks ago. They want to bring down the regime in Jordan, the government, and they may expand all the way to the Gulf. So a ceasefire before dismantling Hamas and finding, and that's another point, finding with the help of the Abraham Accord members an alternative to Hamas in Gaza, that would be the biggest mistake of the century.
Dr. Farris, President Trump has relied on you for your wisdom with respect to Middle East policy. And if he should win the election in November, I think that a lot of things would change with respect to foreign policy. But what do you think President a Trump 2.0 policy on Iran would look like?
That is predictable. Not only we spoke about it in the early part, but his achievements in terms of basically withdrawing from the Iran deal. That was the most powerful decision made by the Trump administration. And I believe as a historian, not as a political observer here, is one of the major reasons why he was fought with this ferocious pressure is because of the interest of the Iran deal. The Iran deal has to do with hundreds of billions of dollars. When he put an end to that, look at what happened to him. The opposition, both international and domestic, grown to the 100%. So he will make sure that the Iran deal is not going to go through. Second, he put the Iranian Revolutionary Guard on the terror list, something that almost nobody in the region or in the world have done, and he's done it. And that also was the second reason for why he was opposed in foreign policy in the United States. But that led to one thing that nobody has achieved before. It's the Abraham Accord to have an alliance, a cooperation between Israel, the UAE, Bahrain, and then Sudan and Morocco, and even it would have engulfed all the other countries. That's an achievement that wouldn't have been possible had he had not changed U.S. policy towards Iran. And that's a credit to him.
I think that's spot on. Sir, before we let you go, tell everybody where they can find out more about your book, Iran.
The easiest thing for all my resources, including my book, is at Waleed Farris. That's social media, of course, for the book, all the resources online, including Amazon.com. And thank you again for inviting me for this wonderful conversation.
Stick around, and we will be back in just a moment after these messages from our sponsors.
Hey, folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. When many Americans hear about DEI today, they often think about missed opportunities like job offers, promotions, college admissions, or scholarship opportunities that filter candidates through the lens of gender or race. But for a group of white farmers in Texas, the discriminatory policies behind the DEI bureaucracy in D.C. is preventing them from getting much-needed disaster and pandemic aid from the USDA. The federal agency is using race, gender, or other socially disadvantaged traits to determine who gets financial assistance and how much. That's the claim of the farmers who have asked a federal judge to issue an emergency injunction to stop these practices on the basis that they are, unconstitutional. Our next guest leads the nonprofit that is representing these farmers in court. Kimberly Herman is the executive director for the Southeastern Legal Foundation. Kimberly, great to have you back on the show.
Great to be with you.
I read something like that in my intro, and I read the story about it, and my jaw nearly hit the floor. It just seems so obvious that this is unconstitutional. I can't believe they even have to fight this, but thank you to you for taking up this case. Fill us in on the details.
Yeah, absolutely. We agree that it seems absolutely egregious. Several years ago, we sued the USDA on behalf of farmers for a similar program that excluded white farmers, and the courts very quickly issued an injunction. And so what's happening in this particular case is that we have eight programs from the USDA, and they're simply for disaster relief and pandemic relief, right? So in other words, you have a drought, you have a flood, we had the pandemic, and farmers can apply to get relief from the USDA to help with their financial losses. Unfortunately, when our clients applied to get this financial assistance, they were told that they are going to get less financial assistance, so less money from the federal government, just because of their skin color and because of their sex. And so these programs give white men less money just because of those two immutable characteristics. And that is flatly unconstitutional, as we all learn in grade school. And so they stepped up and they filed a lawsuit. We're representing them along with Mountain States Legal Foundation. And we're looking forward to the court stopping the USDA once again.
Yeah, I just had their general counsel, Will Trackman, on the show. He's fantastic as well. So I know that these are farmers in Texas, but the USDA, that's a federal agency. So are other farmers being affected by this too?
This affects farmers all throughout the country, right? And these programs are really just the tip of the iceberg. One of the things that President Biden did when he first took office was he issued an equity initiative, basically. So he issued an executive order that told every single federal agency in our country, you need to put equity, AKA what you were talking about, DEI, into every single program that you have. And the USDA, Secretary Vilsack, absolutely took that and he ran with it. And so there's really a whole of government approach here. And one of the things that we keep saying and reminding ourselves is that disasters don't discriminate based on race or sex, right? The federal government cannot do so either. The Constitution prohibits it. And so this is, again, it's just the tip of the iceberg, whether it's farmers that are having to fight back, because a lot of people tend to forget about our farmers in this country, unfortunately. And whether it's them having to fight back or whether it's our teachers in our schools, DEI is rampant in our country, and it's imperative that we stop it when it violates the Constitution.
Absolutely. As if farmers haven't been beat down enough in the last 20 years or so. I want to move on to a different subject. Speaking of beat downs, hopefully this is a beat down for men in women's sports. But the NIAI, which is the National Association of Intercollegiate Sports, it represents about 239 like smaller colleges. They have banned male athletes from women's sports. On the legal side of things, because you are such a legal brain, do you think that the NCAA is looking at this, or at least their general counsel, and thinking, ooh, we might have to do this too?
I would sure hope so. Unfortunately, what we know that's coming from the Biden administration are going to be changes to Title IX, which is the statute that really, it's what it's supposed to do is ensure that women have equal rights in sports and that women have equal rights in education. But the Biden administration is looking to turn its head, which unfortunately, I think the NCAA is going to see as a license to go ahead and to require that you allow men to compete in women's sports. With what we've seen this past week, I'm encouraged about. I have no doubt that when we have the new Title IX laws, though, that come down, that these policies are going to be challenged by those on the left, while the majority of us are going to be challenging and filing lawsuits against the new changes. Because at the end of the day, a woman is a woman and a man is a man. And Title IX is there to protect women in education and not to eviscerate them.
Yep. It's only XX or XY. Those are the only two choices, and you can't change them. Okay, I wanted to ask you about something very special that's happening tomorrow. You are speaking at Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty's School Board Summit. I can't think of anything that is more important right now with respect to parents getting involved. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Will and another group, Noah Webster Educational Foundation, are teaming up, and they are working to train school board members throughout our country. And one of the big things that we do at Southeastern Legal Foundation is we want to train the American public on their constitutional rights. We have trained thousands and thousands of college students and thousands, even more than that now, tens of thousands of parents on their parental rights. And so now we're reaching out to school board members. We have seen so many wins across this country. We have races coming up later this year. I know Moms for Liberty is very active in those races, and they're just, you know, as people go to the ballot boxes, they're realizing they have to make change at the local level. And then those school board members need to be trained on the Constitution and how to protect the Constitution. We have gotten so used to it being adversarial, the relationship between parents and school boards. One of the things that we really want to do is show school board members and parents it doesn't have to be adversarial. They all can be protecting students' rights and parental rights at the same time. And so, that's what we're speaking about. And I'm really excited to get to reach more people.
We're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we'll be back on the other side.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back, everybody. Just hours before yesterday's House vote on reauthorizing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, better known as FISA, former President Donald Trump posted a call to kill the legislation on his Truth Social account, writing, "Kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others." Sure enough, that's exactly what the House did, with 19 Republicans helping Democrats vote down the measure. Joining me now to help me break this down is Just the News senior correspondent Nicholas Ballasy. Nicholas, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
No sooner had he tweeted it or truthed it, whatever we're supposed to say, than it get done. I mean, I have to say, I think that it was probably heading in that direction, but how much of a nudge do you think he gave it?
I think it had a big impact on where things went. I mean, the warrantless surveillance amendment that was actually proposed and went through the Rules Committee was ready to be voted on if this a rule to consider the bill were to be adopted on the House floor. And that was really the big amendment that the conservatives, the House Freedom Caucus, and those who are aligned with it really were pushing for. They got it in there. Of course, it needed to be voted on and put through as an attachment to the bill or a change to the bill. But yeah, I think when Trump said, you know, kill FISA, I think that really impacted the people who were not sure, the lawmakers who were maybe on the fence about where to go. I think that did have a huge impact on how things turned out.
Yeah, I think so, too. And if it were up to me, FISA would go away absolutely completely. I think that considering, I think it was the article that John published on Just the News, 278,000 times that it had been abused against the American citizens. I think a lot of Americans feel like it probably should go away. With respect to when the renewal has to happen by, when, is there a date for that?
So April 19th is the date when the actual current extension would expire. So they have to do something. Of course, they could just let the whole thing expire, which I don't see happening, but they need to make some sort of move. And it's not clear what the House GOP leaders, like House Speaker Johnson, are, what they're going to do at this stage. I'm hearing there could be some sort of clean renewal, meaning, you know, the current version, which is the current law, being renewed for a short period of time, maybe to give lawmakers a chance to keep negotiating. Also, the Senate could maybe pass a version that comes to the House and then they might consider it. So the definition of clean is kind of out in the open right now, because clean could mean the bill that we saw already heading to the House floor with the amendments attached. Clean could mean no amendments and just bringing that bill to the floor, or doing some sort of short-term solution. That just remains to be seen what the strategy here is. But time is ticking here. They have to make a move.
Yeah. I think what would be extra clean would just be doing away with it altogether. But I wanted to ask you about the timing of something, because you've now got FBI Director Christopher Wray out there, very serendipitous timing, I believe, saying, oh, I've never seen this level of threat to national security, obviously, with the attack on the Iranian headquarters in Damascus, there are national security concerns. However, Chris Wray is out there saying it's so bad, it's so bad, hair is on fire. And I do think it's bad. But him out there saying it at the same time when FISA renewal is being considered, it's interesting, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, he has really been outspoken about the fact that he thinks FISA is necessary, specifically Section 702, for national security reasons. He's big on how a warrant process, which a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives want, and I should mention, a lot of Democrats want. This is one of these issues where progressives, so the chairwoman of the Congressional Progressive Caucus wants this warrant requirement. Yep. The FBI and law enforcement at the federal level are saying, look, that would slow us down. If we have a national security concern, we want to look into somebody, the warrant slows us down. Conservatives are saying it's not going to slow you down, because if you really need something quick, you know, in the name of national security, there are some exceptions that they want to build into the bill. But yeah, the law enforcement, specifically Chris Wray, they're out at the forefront saying, you know, we got to get FISA through the finish line, and we don't want that warrant requirement in there. That's really the hot button issue here.
Heaven forbid the constitutional rights of the American people create a speed bump for what they are trying to accomplish. I wanted to ask you about your articles related to the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Biden immediately came out and just pretty much unilaterally said, we're going to pay for it. The very first thought that I had actually had nothing to do with the legislative side of things or the constitutional side of things, to be perfectly honest. I thought about the business side of things, because if there was something wrong with the engine, or something wrong mechanically, shouldn't the insurer of the shipping company pay for it?
Yeah, I think a lot of people want that to happen. The question is, would that slow down the process of rebuilding the actual bridge? If you talk to some experts who are engineers and familiar with the process of a project like this, they say it could be 5 to 10 years to rebuild the entire bridge of the port and everything. So yeah, during that process, they could try to get hold accountable the companies that were involved in operating this ship. We still don't have all the details as to how this even happened. We heard some electrical issue or whatnot, but we don't know exactly what a formal investigation would show. But look, Biden's already out there saying it's going to be fully paid for, but there's no estimate of cost yet, formal estimate.
Right.
And a request hasn't been made to Congress.
Hey, folks, I'd like to take a moment to welcome our newest sponsor, Genesis Gold Group. Welcome to the Just the News John Solomon Reports family. Hey, by allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns. How are you going to do that? By putting your IRA back on the gold standard. That's right. You heard me. Put your IRA, your retirement savings, on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide. How do you do that? Call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD, G-O-L-D, and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. That's 800-200-4653 or 800-200-GOLD, or otherwise visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. It's hard to believe, but that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. I'm really grateful that each of you could join today. Now, one reminder, a lot of people say, hey, John, do you have an app at the Just the News? And the answer is we sure do. And not only do we have an app, it's in the Apple Store. It's also in the Android Store. It allows you to take the Just the News experience and go in three different ways. You can watch our videos and television shows. You can listen to this podcast and many others like it, like Victor Davis Hanson, or you can read the stories that we do a day, 50, 60, 70 stories a day of the breaking news, investigative reporting, accountability reporting. Go to the iOS App Store or the Android Store today. Download the Just the News app. Read, watch, listen. Three great ways to experience the Just the News content and to join the Just the News family. And if you really want to get involved with the family and say, hey, I want to support your investigative reporting, John Solomon. I want to support the great reporters and the producers and the bookers and everybody that works to make the Just the News experience possible. You can do something really inexpensive that makes a big difference. All you got to do is join the Just the News VIP club. That's right. What do you get for the VIP club? First off, ad-free experience on the website and on your newsletters. No ads, no dancing videos, no autoplay videos. An ad-free experience on Just the News 24/7. Plus, once a month, you get to hang out with me at justthenews.com. We have a town hall. I sit and answer your questions for an hour. We talk about issues you care about. We cover topics that the other media aren't covering. It's an incredible experience to join the family, the immediate family of the Just the News team. Great opportunity. Sometimes we bring in our reporters. It's always a delightful time. If you want to get involved in that, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. justthenews.com/subscribe. Quick way to get into the club. It's $4.99 a month, $44.99 a year. Great way to support our journalism, make a difference, and get an enormous benefit yourself. So go check it out today. All right, folks, that wraps up John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. God bless you. God bless you. Have a great night. God bless this great country of the United States. Be sure to go to justthenews.com if you need that news fix. We got you covered 24/7. Hey, folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD, gold. That's 800-200-GOLD, and find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653, 800-200-4653, gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.